You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jack of all trades, Jeff Hathorn, is on the line right now. And Jeff, before I get into some Steelers stuff with you, just watched a team in a very similarly sized city, and you grew up closer to halfway between the two towns than many people here did, up by the state line, win a playoff baseball game. And so I'll start with a continuation of my convo with Donnie. Mm-hmm. Why are the Guardians good damn near every year and the Pirates can't stop stepping on rakes like their sideshow Bob from The Simpsons?
I mean, their baseball ops have been so much better. I mean, let's bottom line this. They've made smart decisions, and they do spend a little bit more money. I know the thought is that, the Pirates have the resources, but if you have a little bit more resources, that helps. Now, is the AL Central easier than the NL? Yeah, probably this year. But, man, what a run those guys had. I mean, imagine you're in that room. They're talking about selling off, and yet – you know, they had everything to be able to come together, but you're right. Year after year, they just have made better baseball decisions.
The thing that gets me about them is, like, yeah, they spend a little bit more money, Jeff, but it's almost like they're the antithesis of the whole the name on the front of the jersey is part of the problem. Like, you expect – I think guys do come to the Pirates and generally expect to lose. A guy like Skeens can break that. Burnett and McCutchen did and Russell Martin did. I feel like in a weird way, guys end up on the Guardians. They see Jose Ramirez, who's been there forever, just churning out like essentially extremely high quality offensive seasons. And they kind of expect good stuff to happen at some point. And I can't shake that intangible quality that they have. And I don't know how you create it. And I don't know how you sustain it the way they have.
You know, we talk about camaraderie in the locker room, and that's brought up like, hey, these guys really, you hear it every spring training, man, these guys really like each other. With the Guardians, and Ramirez is a great example because of the way they treated him. So guys know at a market size that big, you're not going to keep everybody. But if you keep the guys that are special to the organization, you take care of them, you pay them. And what you hear up there too is they love the ownership. Like there is a respect. They fight for them. Like,
well, the fans don't like the ownership, but the players, if you're talking about them,
yeah,
they do. Yeah, the fans
I'm
can't stand
the
ownership
players.
There.
I mean, fans rarely like ownership ever, but the players do. The players kind of respect with their – and if you watch the game today, and I watched some of it after the Steelers had their brief availability, you saw a lot of this from the Guardians where they're talking about the front of their chest and what's going – you don't see that from a lot of teams either. That tells you you've got something going on up there that's a little different than most places.
All right, now that I'm suitably depressed, moving on to the Steelers here. Bye week, no Tomlin. Would have loved to have heard him explain why Corliss Waitman punted the ball 20 yards through the end zone, why he decided in further detail to not go for it on 4th and 18 inches. Instead, we've got position coaches, coordinators, and what have you. Mm-hmm. What did you make of Pat Meyer and the way he talked about his offensive line? Specifically, I think the most under-the-microscope guy there, which is Broderick Jones.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about the improvement from Broderick, but what he said was, and it's true, I mean, none of us really want to hear this at times, but it is a combination of everybody. Like if one person isn't doing their job, it can make the whole thing collapse. So a number of times that's been Broderick, but he has, you didn't notice him, which is a good thing for Broderick in that game. You saw them communicate. There were communication breakdowns here or there. You saw, especially on the first play. But I thought Broderick played pretty well. And they did get some more consistent play. Now, Minnesota's defense, oddly enough, as good as they were up front, they do give up rushing yards. But the Steelers, without their lead tailback, were able to take advantage of it. And, you know, we have seen this under Pat Meyer. Every year, it seems like the line does get better. It just takes till like halfway through the season. Well, maybe it's going to get better a little quicker, and we'll see how they, you know, what they look like when they come back against Cleveland. Because, yeah, Cleveland's a joke in a lot of areas, but they're not a joke, especially up front on that defense.
It's the best total defense in the league right now, which is kind of wild because they're 24th in points allowed. Speaking of the running back rotation, assuming Warren's healthy after the bye week, how do you think they're going to split reps given how Gainwell ran the ball?
Yeah, I still think Warren will get more carries, but Gainwell is versatile enough. I mean, they tried stuff up at training camp where they were using him, you know, as a slot receiver. Not that that would be an everyday thing, but think about this. If Calvin doesn't play, Gainwell might be part of those options. They're probably going to sign somebody, but let's say they don't sign somebody that really has a chance to play. I think Gainwell could see where Warren and Gainwell are in at the same time, not together in the backfield, but Gainwell is used in other areas just because of his versatility. So I think Warren carries it more. And, you know, Eddie Faulkner's running backs coach says he thought he saw something from Caleb Johnson in that last drive and feels like, you know, maybe he's ready to take a step.
Jeff, how do you feel about Aaron Rodgers' play through 4 weeks? Because it seems like the consensus I've been getting is that people feel like he is picking up steam, even though there was a long gap of you know, really nothing happening in that Patriots game, but that he came off his best game here.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Against Minnesota.
Well, obviously, I mean, he's the worst quarterback in the league, and five backups are better than him as PFF graded him, what, 37th?
I think it might have been 38th. Yeah, it might have been 38th.
Holy cow.
I didn't want to do that today. I could only make the listeners so angry with Pony out today.
I think he's been great. I mean, has he made a couple of bad throws? Sure. I mean, the overall package of Aaron Rodgers, and I'll mention that, like a little thing like this. Zach Azzani, the receivers coach, told us, like Aaron goes to him and says, listen, this guy isn't doing this. This guy isn't doing this. We need to work on this. You know, he'll talk to guys. Like, he'll have a tough conversation. Doesn't matter if it's Pat Freiermuth or Roman Wilson. I think they needed somebody like this. But yet he can also, he's also comfortable enough in his own skin that guys can come to him. Like, it's not just him dictating stuff. And I didn't realize his love for the game. I really didn't. I mean, you knew he, if you're playing the sport at this age, you still enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But how much he loves the nuance of it, how much he still studies it, how much he appreciates guys like Skowronek and how he and Skowronek hang out together because he knows the little things he does. Like, I think all of that's been great. And hopefully some of the things that he's doing will leave a lasting impact on guys after he's gone. Because he is a perfectionist, but he handles it in a way that you don't see most guys. Now, they haven't had a losing streak, so we don't know what's what will happen if they if that does happen. Mm-hmm. But what we've seen from Aaron is he's been a better leader than what we've seen on the field. And I think what we've seen on the field, given the fact he hasn't had a lot of time to throw, has been pretty good.
Very quickly, Jeff, do you anticipate the Steelers staying in-house to try to figure out what to do while Calvin Austin is on the shelf? How do you think the second wide receiver spot looks now if he's out for an extended period of time?
They're looking at options, but I don't expect a big name. I expect them probably to stay with in-house but sign somebody who might compete. I mean, it's a short window to try to get somebody ready. And like I said, with whether it's a tight end, whether it's Gainwell, whether it's Skowronek or Miller, like, they believe in some of these other guys. And here's a chance for Roman Wilson. Zonny says he's going to get his chance at some point in this season. It might be next week against Cleveland. And if he does something with it, then it's only going to make the offense better.
Jeff, I'm very sorry. This whole time, this was, of course, the Hawk Report. And what am I doing here? I mean, Donnie, why didn't you stop me? Didn't play the Hawk sounder. Hold on. Here we go. This is going to – hold on. I got to take my headphones off here. Thank you, Jeff, for the Hawk Report.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.